How do you do it? That is the number one question I get. A person finds out that I pastor four CLC churches in the cities of Onalaska, Fairchild, Melrose, and Millston, Wisconsin. In fact, I asked myself that very question when I was considering the call and even after accepting the call. How on earth am I going to do this? It's also a question I've often asked of others. For example, consider my wife. If pastoring four churches sounds difficult, try being the wife to the pastor of four churches. How does she do it? How does she put up with me and then do all that she does for me and our five children? Or consider the following preaching schedule, Martin Luther, recorded by one historian. On Sundays, there was the 5 a.m. worship with a sermon on the epistle, then the 10 a.m. service with a different sermon on the gospel, and then in the afternoon, a different message on the Old Testament or catechism. Monday and Tuesday sermons were on the catechism, Wednesdays on Matthew, Thursdays and Fridays on the apostolic letters, and Saturday on John. That's 9 different sermons a week. How did he do that? Or consider that a few of the CLC pastors in the early days of our church body not only served as pastor of their congregation, but also served as principal and full-time teacher of the Christian day school. How did they do that? Or we can consider the Apostle Paul and all that he experienced as he relates to the Corinthians. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods, 1 I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, 1 night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst and fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. In the midst of all those things, the Apostle Paul remained in the faith and still preached the gospel to everyone he came across. How did he do it? Our text for today gives us the answer. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that last part, Philippians 4:13, is one of those passages that people love to print on t-shirts and coffee mugs. But we need to be careful that we don't take that verse and make it say things it wasn't meant to say. In the immediate context of this verse, Paul is talking about those various life situations he had found himself in throughout his ministry. There were times when he was dirt poor, hungry, and suffering need, like when he was shipwrecked or when he was unjustly imprisoned. And there were times when he was filled, abounding with good things from the Lord. He explains to the Philippians that by God's grace he had learned to be content in all such circumstances. Why? Because of Jesus. Because Paul was constantly being filled with the one thing needful, the gospel of his Savior Jesus and the strength that it brings. And so in those words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Paul is not claiming omnipotence for himself. He's not speaking about chasing after selfish life achievements. The all things spoken of here in Philippians 4:13 are not all the things my sinful flesh wants or desires. We dare never separate these words from what Paul says in Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. In other words, we ought not think that Christ would ever strengthen us to do something contrary to God's will. or to disobey God's holy law, or to fulfill our own selfish ambitions. This passage is not a self-help mantra to be used in pursuit of making a name for ourselves. Rather, this doing all things through Christ who strengthens me is always in accord with God's holy, perfect will and to the glory of his holy, saving name. When understood correctly, then, this passage is truly an encouraging truth for the Christian. And we can understand it correctly when we consider it in view of what Jesus says in John chapter 15. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Without Jesus, we can do nothing to please God. Strengthened by Jesus, we can do all things the Lord gives us to do that will bring glory to his name. This may include such things as being content in all stations of life, enduring all manner of hardships and trials, preaching 7 days a week, multiple times a day, serving as pastor to 4 churches, or even being the wife to the pastor of 4 churches. And just how exactly does Christ strengthen us? Nehemiah 8:10. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Romans 5:6. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus strengthens you by reminding you of the power of his love for you and the purpose of his love for you to save you from sin, death, and the devil. And so we go back to that question. How do you do it? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40. In the 1600s, a British dignitary was reeling from the sudden death of his beloved daughter. One day, in the midst of his immense grief, he called for someone to bring his Bible to him and read these verses, Philippians 4:11 to 13, to him. Upon hearing these passages, he said the following: "It's true, Paul, you have learned this and attained to this measure of grace, but what shall I do? Ah, poor creature, it is a hard lesson for me to take out, I find it so." He then repeated verse 13 out loud: "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And then he said this: "He that was Paul's Christ is my Christ too." And with that thought, this grieving father was finally strengthened and comforted. How do you do it? Well, the Jesus who died for Paul died for you too. Paul's Christ is your Christ too. Be strengthened by the power and the purpose of God's great love for you in Christ Jesus. In and with that strength of Jesus, the Christian no longer asks, "How do you do it?" By the help of God's Spirit, you just do it, seeking the glory of your Savior's name. Amen. We sing hymn 385, verses 4, 5, and 9. Hymn 385, verses 4, 5, and 9.